Locker room chats here continue tonight on KNZA. We're going to talk Riverside football with the head coach and Bryce Payton. It's presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones, another big win and another clean sheet. They went on the road, beat Horton last week 51-0. Coach, big time win inside Northeast Kansas League play and also district matchup as well. So I guess go back, big time win. What'd you take away from your team's performance last week?
We started off fast again. We took the ball, or we had the ball first. And first play from scrimmage, we had a deep ball thrown to Tyzel, I think for about 70 yards. And, that kind of got us going. And then, we recovered a fumble on the, kickoff and scored a couple plays later. So just started really fast, like we've kind of done the last couple weeks. So, that just kind of helped everybody out and eases everybody's mind, and then played pretty free, and our defense played really well again, and we just got the ball back a couple times for half, and had a pretty good lead at half.
Yeah, 37-0 at the break. You scored 24 in the first quarter, 51-0 the final score. Let's start with the offense. Was that the most complete performance in terms of the offense, over 400 yards? Beckham Griffin had a huge night. You mentioned Tyzel. He had a couple of long catches and found the end zone a couple of times. And it seemed pretty balanced, a lot of kids getting involved. But obviously Beckham and Tyzel had big nights. But in terms of the offense, was it the most impressive performance in a game so far this season?
Yeah, I think so. We blocked really well. We kind of wanted to throw it around early in case we did kind of get up some. But we had some things we wanted to work on. We certainly kind of did that. I think it was more complete too, because, our defense has put us in such short fields, the last few weeks that, as well as our offense has played, it's not like we had any big time plays or, we're not killing the stat sheets on stuff because our defense is doing such a great job. And, you can't complain about that at all, but yes, overall, we had so many kids get involved, and so many great catches. Beckham threw the ball well. Ty's first ball was hit him right in stride for 70, and then Keegan Hughes had one where only he could catch it in the back corner of the end zone and got his feet down, tiptoed, and that was a great play. And then we were kind of running a minute drill there at the end of the half. And we had a ball on our sideline over there, and Chase Ewens kind of did the same exact thing. And the ball was thrown, out of bounds, and he tiptoed. It was a good ball where only he could catch it up the wheel route, and he made a great catch. And we just had kids. Our kids are playing really, really well, and it's fun to just sit back and watch our athletes make plays.
Yeah, Beckham Griffin, 11 of 15, 243, three touchdowns, no picks. Tyzel, three catches, 129, two scores. Keegan Hughes found the end zone. Elijah Moore had a couple of rushing touchdowns, averaging 10 yards a carry. So we talked about the offense, but again, the defense. Coming into the year, all 11 starters back on that side of the ball. Since that week one game against Jackson Heights, you have given up 15 points in the last month. Four games, you've shut out your last two opponents, most specifically here against this Horton Chargers team. You hold them to well under 100 yards, just 11 passing yards. They were just 2 of 7 on third down and 0 of 2 on fourth down. The defense has been so good all year, but pinpointing this one against the Chargers last week, what'd you take away from that side of the ball?
They were big and they were strong. They had a couple drives where they kind of got stuff rolling. And we had to kind of settle, I remember taking a time out and kind of getting on the boys. Trying to do other people's jobs, trying to make plays when they're not their plays to make. And we finally kind of got back to the basics, and, even though you're up big on a team, we can't regress, and start, doing things that we're not accustomed to be doing. So, that was kind of a wake up call, but it's also something that we needed. We needed them to push us around a little bit, but, it'll be a different story this week, and a little bit more passing kind of running this week.
So yeah, well, no doubt about it. Troy certainly loves to throw it, and they got some good athletes and a very good quarterback. A monster district matchup this week, Riverside hosting Troy. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Riverside football coach, that is Bryce Payton. Appreciate the sponsors once again here on our locker room chats, Euler Law Office and MCON. Battle of 4-1 teams here in week number 6, Coach. Two teams that are also off to 2-0 starts in district play, and we'll get kind of a touch-up here on the district in a moment, but this is a very good Troy team. They lost in their season opener at Republic County in overtime, but since then they have rattled off four straight wins just like you guys, and they were impressive on both sides of the ball in their 36-0 win against Donovan West last week. A team that likes to huck it and chuck it. They got a good quarterback and certainly a different offense you're going to see this week compared to last.
Yeah, and, you know, different than we've seen all year long. You know, he Derek and Kasson, they like to spread you out and try to play the numbers game on the outside and try to get up on one. And he does a great job of using his athletes and getting them in positions to be successful. And the kids are smart. You can tell they understand the concepts of what they're doing. They're great route runners. Kasson gets the ball out on time. So we're going to have our hands full, this week. And, you know, when you play a team that can throw the ball as well as they do, you know, they're never really out of a game. So, this constant pressure, and they can always throw one over your head. So, that's been the stress all week, is being able to keep them in front and, understand where everybody's supposed to be.
Yeah, no doubt. And they do throw it a lot, but I know in the last couple of weeks they are trying to emphasize the running game a little bit more, and they did get it going a touch. Tucker Jarrett had over 80 yards and a score last week. So I would think on your end, in terms of the preparation, expecting them to at least try to get the run game going, how crucial is it going to be to limit that and keep them one-dimensional in the passing game?
Right. I mean, I think we've got to play it like we have been. You know, we got to play for the run early on. And hopefully we can, get them into obvious passing downs. And then that helps us out. We know it just as well as anybody. You know, if you get them into 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, it's really tough to throw the ball when everybody knows you're throwing. So we want to limit the yards early on and first down and see if we can get those into the obvious passing downs and help everybody out. So, but yeah, it's definitely going to be a task, to do that for sure. And yeah, they've ran the ball. Yeah, and I'm not saying that they just throw the ball every time, but they're throwing it way more than what we've seen all year long. So yeah, I've seen it on the film and they ran the ball pretty well. So it's definitely going to be a different wrinkle, for them, and for us to be able to manage and in their different formations.
It is a big matchup this week. Riverside hosting Troy. Both teams on four-game winning streaks. Both teams 4-1. Both teams 2-0 in district play alongside Centralia. So we knew this district was going to be tough. And right now, two of the top three teams in that district squaring up on Friday night. Riverside hosting Troy. Bryce Payton joining us. Appreciate it as always. Good, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.